Dublin Sporting Communities, funded by Comisune the Man, with the television licence fee on Sunshine 106.8.
Delighted to be joined this week by Shane Delaney, who is the president of Coolmine Rugby Club. Good morning, Shane. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Good morning to you both.
Yeah, great to have you on the show. Delighted to be chatting rugby again. I could chat all day about rugby on this show, but, you know, this is our section.
Well, I was just thinking, Reggie, yeah. I don't think you played against us in Coolmine Rugby Club in the time of your heightness.
No.
Not so sure we engage you on the pitch.
No, not on the pitch, but I've been there many a time with my sons in subsequent years.
I heard that, yeah.
And I love the place. It's a great setup, and I've done a bit of coaching out there in the years past as well. But the club itself...
Oh, I didn't realise that.
Yeah, did a little kind of guest appearances, let's say. Did some scrum coaching your youth section in the past in my time with Leinster.
Right, well, thank you for that.
Oh, no problem at all. But Shane, tell me... You know, in relative terms, Coolmine would be quite a young club and a new club. Even though it's in the 80s. So give us a little bit of the history.
Well, the club was, as you correctly state, it was founded in 1980. And we first entered Leinster League, or the competitions that were there at that time, in 1981. And we literally started out of a pub and a school, Coolmine Community School. So over the last 44 years, we'll be celebrating our 44th anniversary since our foundation. We've gone from like-minded individuals who had a love for rugby. And we, in the early days, Reggie, we had a significant contribution from the Defence Forces. We had four or five prominent members who were over in McKee Barracks. They love rugby, and they're probably the cornerstone amongst others. Eugene Cadigan comes to mind, Dr. Bill Linehan, whose grandson you might have played with, Owen O'Malley, in Leinster, over the years, and started from, you know, small acorns, I suppose, into oak trees. So we are proud now. You've seen our clubhouse. You've seen our facilities. We just commissioned a brand new strength and conditioning centre last year, about 4,000 square feet. We went down to the Kenwall Centre of Excellence. Mick Dawson very kindly opened the door to us and said, go down and have a look in Donnybrook. And we did an 80% footprint of the same equipment. Dave Foran was top class. We spec'd out all of the equipment that a young athlete now would expect to have at their disposal, and we replicated it up in Ashbrook. So we've come a long way in 44 plus years, you know, brought rugby to West Dublin.
And I was just going to say that, I mean, you know, traditionally before Coolmine, there wouldn't be a huge, you know, in the area. I mean, King's Hospital would be across the road, let's say, or across the M50, close enough, a big rugby school. But, you know, Castleknock College, obviously, as well. But in terms of club rugby, it was needed. I could see where the idea grew from.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, the Dublin West community, the cornerstone would be Castleknock and the Navan Road areas and Blanchardstown, of course. It's a big area. It's a very, and now also a very diverse area. And we would, our first team we play in Leinster League, Reggie, would have a very diverse background. I mean, we have players from African Irish background. We have players from Georgian. We have players from a Vietnamese background. A young player whose parents were part of the original boat people back in the late 70s. So we're proud of our connection, our links, and our contribution. So, it's a growing area, and we would have 640-plus members on our books spread over 23 teams between male and female.
But your youth section in particular would be one of your strengths. I know from my own lads playing against your teams. What do you put that down to? I mean, the fact that they're so strong and that it's there's such quality there.
Well, we do put a lot of emphasis into coaching. We would have over probably close to 100 coaches, ranging from under 6 up to under 18s. So coaching and coaching excellence is very, very important. You know, our head team coaching are well known to you, Brian and Dermot Blaney. Mm-hmm. And we ensure that Brian and Dermot, you know, are visible to the underage teams, the U teams in particular. We endeavour to try and work with the schools where we possibly can and are permitted to do so, to try and ensure that rugby is continuous right throughout the season at those critical age grades.
And what are the challenges to that? Like, what are you finding as a club, smaller club, let's say, and as you said, younger club, compared to some of the bigger ones? Financially, obviously, is always a major challenge. Are you under any pressure there as well? I mean, it's prime land where the pitches are, and in West Dublin, as you mentioned, is there any pressure there to kind of come in and take over, and maybe develop the land?
No, there will not be a feeling within the club that that will happen. But there is, as you probably know, there's residential development encroaching on the boundaries of the club and within the area of the club. And I would say, I wouldn't say 10 or 15 years, you are going to find more and more increasing urbanisation within the surroundings of the club. Yeah. Otatalka Valley, I need to make, where we are located is a protected area. And I doubt if there's ever going to be a change in the planning status or the zoning status of the area. So I think we're okay. And I don't think we should. It's an important part of the infrastructure in West Dublin now. And land and space is not freely available either.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, what's the ambition for the club then? You mentioned the Blaney brothers there coaching. Where realistically do you see the club going and status-wise?
Oh, we'd have ambitions, Reggie, to go and participate in AIL. We're playing in a very competitive Leinster League, which is the leagues under AIL, and the qualifying league is Division 1A. We're just not there yet. But you've seen teams like Beckton, you've seen teams like Monkstown and Setonians, all AIL teams in the past. Very difficult to get out of there. And the teams that have come through the round robins and the qualifiers in the last couple of seasons have stormed through AIL. Clara Valley being one and Stonians being another. So it's tough. So that's where we have to pitch our business at this moment in time. Player retention, as you know, is vital. Player recruitment is vital to achieve our goals and achieve our aims, which would be to progress and promote to AIL within at least the next 5, 7, or 8 years.
Good ambition to have. Okay, and then finally, Shane, I suppose, how important is the club within the community out around that area?
Very important. We keep very strong relationships with our neighbours. We keep very strong relationships and a helping hand where we can with our supporting neighbours. We're surrounded by three very strong Gaelic football clubs, some soccer clubs as well. We're open to partnerships within the neighbourhood, if you like. We offer our facilities. We have a full-time creche an after-school club taking place within the weekdays. We have other partnerships going to ensure that we extend the hand of friendship and support to all of our neighbours. Being part of the community and being valued as part of the community is essential, Reggie, for a community-based rugby football club.
Absolutely. Well, that's what we love to hear. Shane, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I do wish you...
Reggie.
I wish you, Coolmine, the very best of luck. I've always enjoyed being out there. Brendan Fanning, of course. Bends my ear regularly when I'm around the place.
And he bends mine as well. You're not alone on that front. I can assure you of that, But listen, hope to see you in person the next time you're over in Ashbrook.
Absolutely. Look forward to it. Okay, Shane, as always, good chatting to you.
Thank you, guys.
Good luck
Likewise.
With the future. Take care.
Thanks very much.
That's Shane Delaney there, who is, of course, the president of Coolmine Rugby Club, giving us all of the details. And yes, as I said, I've been over many an occasion to Coolmine. It's a fantastic setup. Really good facilities. Real good club ethos and spirit there as well. As they develop the game, and a very strong youth section too. When we always know when we're going over there to play with Greystones against Coolmine in the youth section, it's going to be a tough battle, no question about it whatsoever. So thank you, Shane.
Dublin Sporting Communities, funded by Comisshoon the Man, with the television license fee on Sunshine 106.8.